Panthers week. Getting ready. Glad to be home and looking forward to it. Should be a heck of a ball game. So, it's a really good football team. You know, they've got a lot of talent throughout and they're well coached, and you know, we're gearing up for a tough game.
What kind of unique challenges does playing a guy like Cam Newton pose?
Well, he's, you know, he's as fast as most everybody out there, and he's got tremendous size. He's really developed as a passer, and so he was an MVP last year for a reason. I mean, the guy's a really good football player, and he's a threat not only to throw it, but to run it as well. And they do a great job with design with him. So he's a good football player.
Coming off the Monday night game with the high air, do you think that you felt the gas a little bit this week? Have to adjust at all to your normal schedule because of?
No, not really. Mostly, it's really about recovery right now. You know, from being a shorter week. So today it's going to be a lighter Wednesday than typical, but after this, you know, we'll try and make it as normal as possible leading up to the ball game.
You had a plan, obviously. You talked about that yesterday, going in, mm-hmm. about coming out the altitude having to prepare this week. But is there any adjusting on the fly, having to take stock, talking to these guys? All right, where are you right now? You know,
we're constantly taking stock and seeing where they are, monitoring where they are. And that's just part of our process. But no, there's nothing additional that needs to take place. We're constantly doing that, monitoring how we're recovering, how the guys are doing, and you know, the workloads that we're having them go through and all that. So that's all part of what we do. But yeah, we're on track. We just need to handle our business, prepare well, and then go in and, you know, fight like heck on Sunday.
For everything that you guys have gone through in terms of altitude or staying in Florida, you talk about what Joe Gomes has done to kind of get your guys always in position to be ready.
I can't give out any secrets. Joe's right. Very, he locks it down in there. He doesn't like to give out a lot of the information. I think we work hard at putting our plan together, and it's really just about maximizing the ability of our players to compete and be at their best. And you know that's what he's here to do, is to help us you know, strengthen and condition and have our football team recover and prepare at the highest level. And that's everything we're doing is geared that way.
What are the two part offense? We have a fullback to make big plays.
Yeah, you know, he's another weapon. I mean, I feel like you know, we've got good players, a lot of versatility in the group, and you know, Mays has done a great job for us. Yeah, I think you gain confidence when you're in those situations and you do well. You know, for us, we recognize the things we've done well, but we always go back and look at the things we have to do better. So that's what, you know, today's kind of a combination, tell the truth Tuesday and moving forward with a Wednesday. And so that's what we did this morning, kind of rehashed, you know, last week and then looked forward to this week and the challenges coming up. So I think for us right now, it's about recognizing that there are areas that we need to be stronger in and keep the pedal down, keep working.
And how encouraging to you that the guys after a game like that say, we could be better, there's a bunch of things that we could
be better. I think that's been pretty, you know, consistent for us throughout the year. I think guys have a healthy respect for the need to continue to develop and grow. We're playing a lot of younger guys. They're getting better as they go. Some of the older guys that, you know, we need to be smart with, we're trying to do that. So there's a delicate balance that we're, you know, that we're going through each week. But the teams, you know, continue to work hard, and that's what we need to do to give ourselves a chance to continue to grow.
With Austin and Metalik, is it kind of a weekly battle, or is it kind of Austin kind of has a split up?
Yeah, don't forget about Vidal. I mean, we've got a good group there. They've all played. You know, we came out of camp thinking it would go a certain way, and then injuries kind of came, and yeah, we've gone with the healthiest guy and the guy who's playing the best at that time, and Mike's done a great job working the whole group, but yeah, it's been fairly fluid.